Head coach and GM of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joins us. Derek, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. How are you?
Good. Well, we had an emailer wondering, he felt the Vancouver bench was talking to the officials lots, maybe about what your defense was doing. Did they find that your defense was, were they complaining your defense was holding, or do you know what they were complaining about?
I'm not sure. We aren't typically a team that holds because of our style of play. We play fairly open away from the ball in help positions and slide positions. So, I don't know. I think we were very, very physical, that's for sure.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what they were complaining about. I didn't really hear.
Okay. 19-7, when you look at all the statistics, the amount of shots you had, the amount of limited amount of shots you gave up, you got to say this is, you know, your best game of the year by far.
Yeah, I thought we were real focused right from the very, very beginning to the end. And as usual, when we play that way and we play with that kind of, tenacity, it starts in the back end. Our defense was very, very good from the beginning and created a lot of turnovers, created a lot of short possessions for Vancouver. We had the ball a lot in that game. I mean, hence the shot on goal totals. I thought we paid a price on defense. We didn't give them a lot. You know, even from the perimeter, we got in lanes and blocked shots and knocked balls down and didn't really give them much inside. And that's where it started, I think. And then it moved on out into our transition game and our offense.
Looking at, you know, a few things, I guess let's start with Tyler Melnick, Derek. I know when you came back from being away with the team, you hadn't been through training camp and you're like, wow, this guy's even better than I thought. He scores four goals. He scored the first goal of the game, a minute 17 in. Obviously, felt pretty comfortable. What did you like individually from his game?
Well, four goals in his debut it doesn't happen all the time. And he was everything that I thought he would be. From what I've seen, you know, practice is always different, a different intensity level, and there's obviously a lot more at stake in a game. But he got off to a good start. They left him alone. And sometimes those things, if that happens, you can get a lot of confidence out of it. They basically just forgot about it. I'm not sure how and why, but he found himself wide open and we got the ball to him and he finished on his very first shot in the league. So I'm sure that gave him some confidence. And then from there, he did all the things that I've seen in practice. You know, he didn't have the ball on the stick very much. He worked hard getting himself open and getting others open. And when he did get open, he finished his chances. And that's what I've seen from him in practice. Really understands our offensive sets and our systems and what we're trying to do out there, and bought into that extremely well and had some chemistry with the other guys out there. And he's a strong guy, too. He doesn't look physically. He's got a real powerful lower body, and he's got some grit to him. He's pretty tough. I loved a couple things he even did in transition to defense, shutting off the boards and slowing their transition game down, which allowed our defense to step up and create turnovers. So those are little things that I think come to him naturally as well. He's a pretty smart player. And, you know, now he puts us in a position where we need to make tough decisions going forward, for sure.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. When you score four goals as a rookie, the team wins that big. You know, as good as Riley Lowen was in a lot of the small games, it's kind of hard not to play Melnick again.
It would be hard to take him out, that's for sure. So there's a lot of lacrosse to be played going forward, and we have a bunch of games, you know, in April. So we want to try to be healthy as we can. And he's obviously earned a spot going forward. And I like our whole group, and it's nice to have depth. Sometimes it takes something like this to find that you actually do have it in terms of, you know, Kenny can play at that level consistently. It's only one game, too. So sometimes that happens with guys, you know. They and as I said, he got off to a great start and built his confidence. But it would be pretty hard to take him out of the lineup now.
Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us. Rush 19-7 victory over Vancouver on Saturday. They now sit alone in first place in the West Division. You scored a shorthanded goal to end the third quarter, and then you scored a shorthanded goal 30 seconds in to start the fourth quarter. Did you pick up anything that they weren't doing? Were they getting off the floor slow? How'd you able to take advantage with that many shorthanded goals so easily?
Yeah, a little bit. I think when team gets behind like that, they start pressing a little bit, and perhaps trying to, you know, do a little bit too much, and they get caught up the floor rather than getting back or off. And, you know, Corbeil, he did a great job. He did a great job finishing. He, you know, attention to detail in the shooting plan was really, really good, I thought, in this game. And he was one of the guys that, you know, we got a bit of our transition game going, I thought, that night. And he was a big part of that. He seems to be getting healthier going forward here, this foot injury. So, but yeah, we jumped on. I thought we jumped on them, honestly, in every area of the game. That and we needed that. I didn't like our game all that much the previous 2 weeks. Not that we were awful, and it's easy to say, you know, we lost two games in overtime. Could have, would have, should have won them, but we didn't. And there was just some things that we needed to do a lot better. And a lot of it was focus and intensity.
Jeremy Thompson, a guy who I think you'd like a little bit more offense from. Derek picks up two goals in transition, mm-hmm. one on the power play.
Yeah, and again, for him, it starts, I was kind of joking with Jeff McComb on the transition power play goal. I said, those are the kind of power play goals I like. They're easy. You know, you don't have to grind it out and, you know, try and run something set, but yeah, I mean, again, his play starts with the defensive end. When he's focused at that end of the floor, he gets other things going in other parts of his game, and I thought he was dangerous. The other thing I liked about his game and our game as a whole is, you know, on faceoffs, their guy McMichael, he was pretty good. He got the clamp on Jeremy quite often, but we more often than not ended up with the ball because of our pursuit. And because of Jeremy, you know, really riding him and pressuring him and our other guys in the right positions, we created a lot of turnovers off of that. So, and that's compete, you know, and that's what we got out of the whole group. And it's kind of when Jeremy plays that way, he really helps our team a lot.
Derek, you move forward now. You look ahead to Toronto this weekend. Obviously, they sit in first place the entire league. Pretty tough for you guys to catch them if you're looking for a home floor advantage. But I think after that overtime loss, I know I talked to Chris Corbia last week, and he was pretty adamant that the defenders just simply weren't good enough, in his words, the last few weeks, especially the Toronto game, need to be better. I sense your team might go into Toronto, especially the defenders, wanting to prove something.
I think so. Yeah, I think we started it last weekend, and that was – that's where the whole focus of the weekend started, is with our back-end group, and that I didn't think we had been as good as we're capable. And this week, this is the biggest challenge, you know, going forward for a while, because the things that they did to our defense, we hadn't seen all year. Tremendous ball movement, played with speed, and we're going to see the same thing from what we saw last weekend, them playing Buffalo. So they're hard to play against, and we need to be way better. We need way better ball pressure. We need to limit Rob Hellier's speed, you know, coming into the offensive zone. So we're going to have to step up on him. And he's a guy that plays really well with the ball on the stick. So we'll try and limit touches if we can. It's a big challenge, but I think our guys are going to rise to it. You know, the other thing, too, is they come at you real hard with their transition game, then quickly into offense. And I found the last time we played them, we were a little bit gassed at times on the back end. So we may consider possibly going with 10 defenders this weekend to counter that, just a little bit more energy. And, you know, it's something we're thinking about and considering, because, you know, I thought we were gassed at times in that game. And mind you, we're coming off another bye week too, so it might have had a bit to do with it. But, you know, it's we have such confidence in the whole group, and then you get a guy like Johnny LaFontaine, who, you know, he didn't play last week, and you don't want the guy sitting around forever either. But at the same time, it's pretty hard to take one of the other guys out after a performance we had like last week. So, you know, barring any injury, you know, we go with the same group, and then maybe add a 10th guy and go with two groups kind of like we used to when we had 18 runners. So that's something we're talking about, and because they do come at you very hard, and a lot of times the transition guys like Merrill, Edwards, they'll stay and play offense, and that makes it even harder because they're just kind of adding depth to their offensive end of the floor, and we just may not have enough depth in the back to counter it. So it's something we're considering.
And if you added in a 10th defender, I'm guessing then Corey Conway gets the short straw because you'd go 3-3?
Possibly, yeah. Fairly good guess.
Okay.
But, you know, I thought he played well last week.
Yeah.
You know, he shot the ball, some authority, and we like our seven offensive guys mix. I mean, it's what we went with all of last year, and we like it because we like the way – and Jared Davis kind of adds that 10th defender a lot of times anyway. But at the same time, playing a team like Toronto, who are so good offensively, to have 10 sort of more pure defenders might be an advantage. So we'll see what happens going forward this weekend.
Derek, you're at the halfway point of the season now, but for you guys, it's been a short first half because of so many bye weeks. Now you get into to a regular rhythm. You've got Toronto, then you got the three-time defending champs, Rochester, then you got a home and away with Vancouver. You talked about Corbeil's injury, and he said last week it was getting better, but it was still kind of annoying him. Do you look at rest factor for a guy like that at some point?
Boy, with the way how things are so tight in our division, I mean, it's hard to. The 1 week games, we have those are. I mean, typically guys recover pretty well. You have a week in between. When we get into back to backs, home and homes, which are, they're pretty good. They're good back to backs though, because they're against the same team and they're pretty level playing field. And the other one is Calgary, which it's just a bus trip. So. You kind of play that as you go. If Corbeil's injury is more pain control than anything, it's going to be damaged further going forward. Whereas guys like Lowen, he's got a type of injury that could, potentially get worse with more wear and tear. So, again, nice to have that depth, but with how close things are in our division, I think first place is really important, and we'll try and put the best lineup in every week, provided everyone's healthy.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, one guy who, and it's almost becoming just regular routine, Mark Matthews, 9 points in that game, 4 more goals. He's got 60 points in 9 games, obviously on pace to shatter his career best, the franchise best in points, goals, assists, everything. It's his third season now. What are you seeing in the evolution of Mark Matthews as a player?
His shooting is better. His release is even quicker than it was, it seems. Someone said to me, I was talking to one of my friends who's head coach of Team Canada Indoor going into the event in September, being on the staff with him, and he said he's watching, and it looks like he has a toothpick in his hand because he just seems so quick with the ball and the stick and his release. And he's such a big man, and a lacrosse stick looks small in his hands. And so I think that's part of his release point is quick, and his shooting has been better, attention to detail, shooting plan. But I think the biggest, honestly, is, well, his fitness, of course, we've talked about before, but he's really understanding that the more the ball moves, the better off he is and the whole offense is. And we even enhanced that a little bit last weekend, and I had some pretty good discussions with Mark over the course of last week about, at times him getting the ball early in offense and holding it for 9 or 10 seconds and carrying it down to the side. And then last weekend we talked, let's move that ball to the other side of the floor and then up high and then get it back and then move it back again. And then it makes more flow to our offense, and he's moving his feet more rather than just running into things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really helps him because then he catches the ball on the move. No different than Greer. I mean, that's when Greer's at his best, when he's catching the ball on the move. And same with Mark. He's so big and strong and skilled that he's hard to stop when he catches. But when he kind of jogs into the offense with the ball and the stick, he's got all 5 heads turned on him, and he's easier to play team defense against. But when that ball's hot, And that was the general message to our whole offense last week, is let's get it hot early and often, and we're going to be better for it. And I really think we were, and we'll have to do that this weekend as well. But I think that's one of the things that Mark has been better with, is, you know, moving the ball early in offense.
Well, it definitely has worked for your team, Derek. Your offense is rolling. Very much looking forward to the battle with Toronto on TSN 3 this weekend. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason.